A week of benefic blessings and transformative awakenings. The Moon's Elemental Dance. This week opens with the cosmic equivalent of a royal wedding as Jupiter and Venus unite in Cancer, the Moon's own sacred domain. These benefic lovers create a lush garden where emotional abundance, nurturing relationships, and material blessings bloom freely. Yet, like any fairy tale, this celestial embrace carries both enchantment and shadows. Genuine connection dances with temptation toward overindulgence, social climbing, and the sweet poison of emotional dependency. Watch as the Moon becomes our guide and shapeshifter, journeying through water's depth, fire's passion, earth's stability, before culminating in an electrifying encounter with Uranus that promises to illuminate everything we've learned. This is no ordinary week. It's an emotional masquerade ball where every planetary guest asks the same question. Will you choose the comfort of familiar masks, or will you risk the vulnerability of showing your true face? Swimming in the Garden of Grace. On Monday, the Moon will be in Pisces, trining Jupiter and Venus in Cancer. The week begins with a water-to-water trine that creates an oceanic flow of compassion, intuition, and emotional generosity. Picture the Moon as a gracious host, welcoming Jupiter and Venus into her Piscean parlor of tea. Everything's flowing with dreamlike ease and mystical connection. The benefics in Cancer's embrace offer genuine happiness and healing, but they also whisper seductive invitations. Drift a little longer. Indulge just once more. Surely, sentiment is the same as wisdom. This is prime time for creative breakthroughs or soul deep conversations, but beware of mistaking beautiful feelings for actual transformation. How can you distinguish between genuine spiritual nourishment and emotional escapism? Where might kindness be masking necessary boundaries? On Tuesday, the warrior's alchemy begins. The Moon enters Aries and will conjunct Saturn and Neptune. Mars and Libra will be trining a retrograding Pluto in Aquarius. As the Moon ignites in Aries, emotions quicken into start now energy while simultaneously meeting Saturn, discipline, and Neptune, idealism, in a cosmic tension between mature action and mystical vision. The backdrop intensifies as Mars and Libra forms a strategic trine to retrograding Pluto, offering breakthrough potential for transformation through balance, will, and collaborative power. Though, a warning against manipulation or ruthless forcing of outcomes. The Moon opposes Mars, creating friction between independence and partnership. Before trining the Leo Sun, the Moon opposes Mars, creating friction between independence and partnership before trining the Leo Sun for confidence and squaring Cancer's benefics for emotional turbulence. Channel passion into purposeful action while honoring both autonomy and connection. What bold transformation have you been avoiding? And how can you approach it with both courage and wisdom? How do you balance fierce independence with genuine collaboration? On Wednesday, we're finding ground in the storm. The Moon in Taurus will sextile Jupiter and Venus. After Tuesday's intensity, the Moon's entry into Taurus provides blessed stability. Earth supports water as practical energy helps manifest this week's potential through sensual pleasures, financial security, and nurturing routines. This sextile to the Cancer benefics opens space for gratitude, connection, and enjoying life's sweetness while building something lasting. But yet, residual fire-water tension may create inner friction between moving forward and staying comfortable. The key is allowing desires to take tangible form without stubborn resistance to grow. What emotional desires are you ready to manifest in practical, concrete ways? How can you ground passionate insights into sustainable daily routines? On Thursday, pressure creates diamonds. The moon squares a retrograding Pluto and Mercury in Leo. The Taurus moon faces its test as it squares both retrograding Pluto in Aquarius and Mercury fresh out of retrograde in Leo. Emotional security clashes with radical transformation. Comfort wrestles with bold truth-telling. Mercury wants to speak loudly and proudly, while Pluto demands we excavate hidden depths. This productive friction may trigger defensiveness or stubbornness, but these squares provide necessary pressure for breakthrough thinking and authentic expression. Stand firm where it matters, but stay open to revelations that could shift everything. What comfortable patterns do you have that are ready for radical transformation? How can you express your truth boldly while remaining receptive to deeper wisdom? On Friday, love's sweet tension. The moon sextiles Jupiter in Cancer while squaring the Leo moon. The Taurus moon maintains its harmonious connection to the Cancer benefics while creating tension with the Leo moon. This dance between gratitude and ego, stability and performance, asks whether we could love without needing constant admiration. The sextile encourages enjoyment of pleasures and strengthening bonds, while the square challenges integration of humility with healthy self-expression. Savor connections and comfort, but don't let pride block what could blossom. How do you balance life's pleasure with openness to challenges? Where might ego be preventing you from giving and receiving authentic love? On Saturday, lightning strikes the garden. The moon conjunct Uranus and Gemini with multiple supporting aspects. The week culminates with the moon meeting Uranus, the great awakener, in Gemini, promising sudden insights, emotional breakthroughs, or surprising disruptions to security. Yet, this potentially volatile conjunction receives remarkable support. Sextiles to Saturn and Neptune integrate discipline with inspiration, while trines to Pluto and Mars provide mental clarity and strategic transformation. Whatever surprises emerge will ultimately serve growth and illuminate the deeper patterns woven throughout the week. Expect the unexpected, but trust that disruption serves evolution. What unexpected insights have emerged from this week's journey? How can you stay grounded while embracing revolutionary change? Let's not forget, there's an underlining current of retrograding Saturn in Aries, sextile Uranus in Gemini. Throughout this lunar dance, retrograding Saturn in Aries maintains a supportive sextile to Uranus in Gemini, creating a weak structural framework for conscious evolution. This aspect encourages methodical innovation, facing fears while embracing solutions, balancing impulsive fire with adaptive air. It offers the patience needed to integrate abundant blessings with transformative challenges, teaching the difference between reckless rebellion and responsible revolution. This lunar journey through all four elements creates a complete cycle of emotional and spiritual development. The benefics union in Cancer ensures that whatever transformations unfold will ultimately serve our deepest nurturing and growth, but only if we distinguish between genuine nourishment and superficial indulgence. Saturday's Uranian awakening reveals the week's central teaching. True security comes not from clinging to comfort, but from developing the flexibility to dance with change while staying rooted in authentic values. Let the moon guide you through this elemental masquerade, using each planetary conversation as a mirror reflecting your own capacity for both tender care and courageous transformation. The universe offers its gifts up freely this week. The wisdom lies in receiving them with consciousness rather than consuming them unconsciously. I want to thank y'all for joining me. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Make sure you come to the website, sign up, get you a reading. I'd love to have a conversation with you. And as always, know thyself and balance your energy.